Chris O'Grid, and what a return to Darlington.
It's been a really good day. Seen some good old faces that I've been teammates with, obviously here, and then there's a few lads on the Legends team who I've played against before, so it's nice to catch up with a couple of those as well.
And you took your goal superbly, didn't you? In your stride there, slotted into the bottom corner.
Yeah, it was a great ball from Amwa. I think it was just I wanted to get on the end of it after a couple of frustrated passes where I was a bit cheesed off with myself with. So now it was nice to see it fly in the back of the net, especially past Parisi as well, who I know quite well.
Looking back, how many times have you played that video now with the winning goal?
A few more, especially now my son's starting to understand football and things. So I think the views are up to 9,000 now, and I think I've got 8,500 of them. So it is something that you do forget kind of happened, but you replay it over and over again. And I still think the ball's still in the air off the crossbar. It took an age to come down, and in my own mind, it's still floating in the air above Wembley now.
The fans received you very well today, didn't they?
Yeah, it was really nice. I think the way Tommy decided to play the lads and bring us on after about 60 minutes, it was nice. And then when your name gets read out and there's a big cheer, it's a really nice feeling. But it's not about me or just individuals. It was about raising the awareness of the club and much needed funds what Marathon Bet have provided as well. So that was a good family day out.
So what are you up to yourself nowadays? And are you playing anymore, or is that right? Just being a physio?
No, yeah, I'm in the medical team at Sheffield United, so I'm looking forward to the start of the season next Saturday. And believe it or not, that's the first football competitive game I've played in about 5 years, so I could feel a bit of rustiness out there, but I did really enjoy it, and it is something that I must admit I don't really miss, but playing just half an hour there to whet the appetite a little bit, so I might be giving Tommy a ring and maybe get him for pre-season for a few weeks.
You've been involved at Arsenal though, and if I remember right, you were with Wales when they got through in the European Championship.
Yeah, that's right. I think I was at Arsenal for 3.5 years, 4 seasons, and then I'm lucky enough to still be involved with the Wales national team, and the experience of getting to the semi-finals of the Euros is one that obviously will last a lifetime, and it's a big highlight of my professional career, along with obviously my own playing career, but something that I want to do again. And just a pity, I was watching England, obviously I'm English, but watching England at the World Cup this year, and I was a bit disappointed that I wasn't there with Wales, because getting to the semi-finals with Wales of the Euros, it was a life-changing event, and it was brilliant, so hopefully that'll happen again.
Was it as good as scoring the winner at Wembley?
Nothing will come close to that, so just don't tell my wife. It's just above my wedding day.